This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline: DOE activities raise safety concerns about plutonium at three facilities. According to the Department of Energy, DOE, plans are underway to remove unused plutonium fuel from the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. The uranium-plutonium fuel, containing around 26.4 kilograms of weapon-grade plutonium, is called quote-unquote mixed oxide, or MOX. In a late August document, DOE stated that the MOX fuel produced in France for a program at the Savannah River Site, SRS, would be disposed of as transuranic waste and therefore go to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. At present, the MOX fuel in the form of pellets is stored at LANL's PF4 plutonium facility. DOE needs to empty PF4 to have space for its planned annual production of up to 80 plutonium pits, or triggers, for nuclear weapons. The DOE proposal to dispose of the useless MOX fuel pellets is unprecedented, but has been subjected only to a brief mention in an environmental analysis on pit production. Tom Clements, director of SRS Watch, says, quote, "The analysis conducted on the disposal of the plutonium fuel is totally inadequate, and a full environmental impact statement, EIS, must be conducted before any repackaging and shipment to WIP," end quote. One of Clements' concerns about security of the disposal of MOX fuel pellets at WIP is that safeguards on the material would be terminated and the weapon-grade plutonium would receive less monitoring. Clements says, quote, "As the MOX pellets contain enough purified plutonium for perhaps 10 nuclear weapons, steps must be taken to prevent access to the material during both repackaging and disposal," end quote. Clements believes the material must remain in secure storage at LANL's PF4 until a full EIS is prepared by DOE and the proposal is finalized. Clements also reports a second new development relating to plutonium. In a DOE fact sheet obtained on September 22, 2020, via the Freedom of Information Act, DOE revealed that 11.5 metric tons of plutonium are stored at SRS. DOE stated in a February 2020 letter to the SRS Citizens Advisory Board that the stored plutonium is not, quote, "posing any additional risks to communities surrounding the SRS," end quote. Clements concurs with that assessment, but says, quote, "It appears DOE has plans to bring an additional 35 metric tons of plutonium into South Carolina for processing, some of which could end up being stranded here, as we saw the failed MOX project," end quote. Clements observes that plutonium waste disposal activities are less safe than storage. He says, quote, "Those that claim imaginary risks of plutonium storage appear to be silent on the real, long-term risks of nuclear processing and radioactive waste disposal activities at SRS," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.